All right, we'll say good morning. Good morning. So wonderful, incredible to welcome everyone here this morning. Such an incredible zchus to be able, Baruch Hashem, to start Maseches Pesachim together. Absolutely incredible. Wonderful to welcome. You hear me in the back, all right? Good. Thank you. All right, I'll try to be mindful and project. Ari, if you don't, somebody in the back, just let me know if for some reason you can't hear. I'm sorry. All right. Want to welcome back Ari Lichtman to the shir? Thank you. It took 3 minutes. It took 3 minutes.
I'm hearing you perfectly. I don't feel safe, but I
heard you. Good. Get it out. We good? All right. Good. Welcome to Pesachim. Good. Also, I want to begin by thanking this morning's shir sponsors, to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev, Sammy and Malka Esterson, for dedicating the shir memory of their parents, for getting all the children just remember their parents, Yitzchak Leib Ben Aaron, HaKohen, Sora Rachel Bas Baruch Avram, Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim, to thank our Day of Learning sponsors, my in-laws, Dr. and Mrs. Gorel, for dedicating all of the shiurim today, permission of the yard site of my mother-in-law's father, Mr. Avram Schwimmer, Avram Ben David Zev HaKohen Zichron Levracha, Frank and Danielle Storch, for dedicating the Day of Learning today, for the Shloshim of Frank's mother, Mrs. Hannah Storch, Chana Bas Avram Pesach Zichron Levracha, for our Dafyomi sponsors, for Rafur Shalema, for Dr. Aviva Weisport, Ruchama Aviva Bas Shena Chana, as well as for a Rafur Shalema, for Rachel Yehudis Bas Tova Gittel, and Hillel and Dina Sokoloff, for commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Hillel's brother, Alan Sokoloff, Elio Ben Avram Abba. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the neshamas will have an aliyah. Those who acquire a refuah should have one together with Kol Cholei Yisrael. And I will say with that, let us begin. Shechiyano, beginning of Maseches Pesachim. Here we go, I will say. Orla Abasar, Bolt Kinesachom, it's Beizam and Aleph. So I will say, the first parak of Maseches Pesachim deals with the fascinating discussion of Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz. So I just want to tell you, lest you think that, well, Bedikas Chometz, Mamish, what does Bedikas Chometz have to do with me in Chodesh Kislev? So I will say, the Sfarim bring down that Bedikas Chometz is not just a din in Erev Pesach, but remember, Chometz is a remez to the Yitzhara, right? Chometz, the leaven, represents all of the things that are dysfunctional and in disrepair inside of us. And therefore, I will say, in reality, there's a mitzvah to do Bedikas Chometz each and every day, to really find the chametz that's inside of me, to go ahead, identify it, isolate it, and ultimately destroy it, so that I could be a fully functional individual. So whatever we learn, Gagabi Bedikas Chametz, doesn't just apply for Erev Pesach, it applies every day. I'm purposely going to leave this word undefined, because actually this is going to be the topic of today's daf, the definition of Ar. But Ar la'arba asar, in the Ar of the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, bodkin esach chametz la'ar haner. We search for chametz by candlelight. Obviously, we'll say, we're going to explain each part of this Mishnah as we go along in the Gemara. Kol makom shein machnisin bo chametz. So we'll say first halacha and hilchos. So actually, second halacha. First halacha and bedikas chametz is we check orla arba'asar. What orla arba'asar is, we'll have to see. Second halacha, we'll say, is incredibly important. You only have to do bedikas chametz in a makom shemachnisin bo chametz. So we'll say this is actually very important, because just as an aside, so often Pesach cleaning or preparation for Pesach becomes like spring cleaning. So we're going to see that the halacha bedikas chametz is you are only obligated to check for chametz in places where you bring chametz. Let's say, for argument's sake, in your house, you know, we don't bring chametz upstairs to the bedrooms. I'll say that's your rule in your house. So say that if that's true and Mamish people abide by it, then there's no need to clean to check for chametz upstairs, right? That there's no need to do anything like that. Halacha lemaisa. So again, only have an obligation to bedikas chametz in a place where chametz is normally brought. So we'll say, so if that's the case, why is it then, we'll see this a little bit later on, that they said, we'll see where they said and who said, that you have to check two rows in the wine cellar. So we'll say, bepashtos, a wine cellar is a place what we call makom she'in machnisin bochametz. The Pashtos, you don't bring chametz into your wine cellar. So if that's the case, then why do we say later on that you have to go ahead and check two rows of your wine cellar? To which the Gemara says, "Inachinami makom shevachvisin bo chametz." That's talking about a wine cellar where, in fact, you do bring chametz. So again, we'll discuss the parameters that. If you take a look at Rashi just a moment, Rashi says, "Shtei shuros shel chavios hasaduros b'marte shel yain tzarich livdok b'nehem acharei shamarnu komakom shemachnisim bo chametz v'in tzarich livdok l'mahot shechul abotkan." So we'll say, I don't understand. You just got finished saying that halacha l'maaseh, you don't have to check any place where you don't normally bring chametz into. So a wine cellar isn't a place where people don't normally bring chametz. So why is it that we said that you have to check the two rows of the wine cellar? To which the Gemara says, you're right. That's a reference ultimately, again, to a wine cellar in which they do bring in chametz. So we'll say, we'll see this later on. The Gemara is going to discuss this interesting idea that everything was... Sometimes the shamus, right, like the waiter, the attendant, sometimes when he would be serving and eating as well, and we'd have to go to get more wine, he would bring his food with him into the wine cellar. In that case, it would be a makom shemachnisin bo chametz. So we have on one hand, in general, we would assume that a wine cellar is a makom shein machnisin bo chametz. You don't bring chametz into a wine cellar unless you do. Unless you do. So therefore, we'll see when the Mishnah says you have to check the first two rows of the wine cellar, that's Davka talking about a wine cellar, that's a makom shemachnisin bo chametz. So we'll say, interestingly enough, this is a machlokis that we'll discuss. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shuros al Pnei Kol Amartev. So Beis Shammai says that when we say, so we'll say, here's what we know. When you have a wine cellar into which you do bring chametz, so we'll say, here's what we know. The waiter, when he goes into the wine cellar to get wine, generally he doesn't go to the back of the wine cellar to get wine. He'll take wine somewhere from the front of the wine cellar and kind of work his way back. So therefore, you're not going to have to check the wine cellar in its entirety. You have to check two rows. As we're going to see, there's a machlokis beisham beisilel, what two rows means, and which two rows, therefore, you have to check. So, Beishamai Omrim, Beishuros al Pnei Kol Amartev. So, Beishamai says you have to check two rows, literally, again, on the face of the entire wine cellar. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ubeisilo Omrim Shtei Shuros Achitzonos Shehin HaElyonos. And Beisilo says you have to check the two outer rows, which are the upper rows. We'll say what exactly this means in Yerza Hashem, we will see in the Gemara. Good. So we'll say today's topic, my or. So we'll say the Mishnah taught me a very simple halacha. Or larba, sarbo kinesa chametz. I have to check the chametz on the or of the 14th of Nisan. What does or mean? We'll say mechlokes. Rav Huna Amar Nagi, Rabbi Huda Amar Leili. Rav Huna says it means daytime or light. I should say light. And Rabbi Yehuda says it means night. I will say, take a look at you before we get to Rashi. So I will say, this is our topic for today. Rav Huna says again, R means light. Again, these terms are very, not day, but light. And Rabbi Yehuda says it means night. Lele. Kasaka daitlasa, I would have thought, man da amar nagi, nagi mamish. So I will say, I might have thought that when Rav Huna says light, we'll say, you would assume, what does light mean? What does light mean? Day. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hachi garsin kasag light cha mai daitach man do amar nagi mamish kishiyoyer hashachris shel yudalid." See, Rabbi say, I would have thought that light means daybreak, and therefore Rabbi Huda saying is or la arbasa bokin as hachametz means as soon as the sun comes up, right? Kishiyar HaShachar, as soon as the sun comes up, or daybreak, we'll call it. We won't have to get into specifically which one that is. Right? As soon as day breaks, then Allah HaLamayi said, that's when you do B'dikas Chometz. Uman Da'amar Leile Mamish. And the opinion who says nighttime, that orb means night, that's Rabbi Huda, ultimately again refers to Laila Mamish. Look at Rashi. Continue Rashi. Uman Da'amar Leile Mamish Logar Sin. Again, Vaday Laila Hu Mamish. Good. So we'll say, so I would have assumed, so here's what we have. Rav Huna tells me, R means Nagi, day. And I assume that what does day mean? Day means daybreak. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to do B'dikas Chametz on the morning of the 14th. Versus Rabbi Yehuda, who says that R means night, I'm going to do B'dikas Chametz on the night of the 14th. So we'll say, now we're going to analyze this. Meisvei, Habokir, R, Vanashim Shulchu. So we'll say the Pasuk by Achi Yosef. Right, by Yosef's brothers, the pasuk says, Haboker or, literally again, the morning became light, and the men were sent. Shabbos say, the story behind the pasuk doesn't matter. What matters to us? Boker or, which tells you, what does R mean? Daybreak. Alma or Yumamahu. Shabbos say, Mefurish. It's clear. R means day. To which Gemara says, no. Miksiv ha'or boker. Rabbos say, does it say or boker? Now, Rabbos, remember again, if it would have said ha'or boker, then or is the noun, right? The fact that it says ha'boker or, boker is the noun, or is just the modifier. So listen to this. So the Gemara says, miksiv ha'or boker. Does it say or first and then boker modifies or? No. Arksiv, he says haboker ar. It says literally again, the morning became light. Kiman da'amar safra nahar. Like one who said, the morning has become illuminated. Now, Bose, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Miksiv ha'ar boker, delishtama ula'ar hanu bokis. So Bose had the pasuk written ha'ar boker, then I would have said that what? That ar means boker. Ditim silomar da'ar shem davarhu. Vikari la boker ar. Bose, when it says ar shem davar means a noun. Then ar would have been the noun. Vikari la boker ar. But no, it says haboker arksiv. Rashi, hai ar lav shem davarhu. Ar is not a noun. Hu ela haboker heir. Rather, Bose, what it means is the morning became light. Va'anoshim shulchu. Kiman damer tzafra nahar, ulefi darko limdach hakos of derech eres me'achi Yosef, shemtinu ad she'ira mizrach kidrad Yehuda, aval or shu shem davar enu ela layla. So this is actually very interesting. So what it could just mean is, what the Gemara is saying, is or could just simply be a modifier to the noun. Now, so what or just means is, whatever time of day the noun is, ultimately again, or modifies that. Sa'boker or just means the morning has come into its full form. We'll see what the ramifications of the pasuk are in just a moment. But lamaisa, it doesn't mean that R itself means morning. So the Gemara says, "Kiman the kasa naratzafra kidrav Yehuda amaraf." And Abba said, "Therefore, what do I learn from you?" So Abba said, "You have to ask yourself, why does it say that? Or what does the pasuk add? The pasuk's telling me that the brothers of Yosef, Aboker Arva Nashim Shulchu, the brothers of Yosef left Mitzrayim. So Abba said, ultimately, again, why does it have to say Aboker R? Right, so why don't you just say Haboker? What is R add to this? So we'll say, remember, there's two parts. We were trying to bring this pasuk as a raya that R means day. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya from that. That would have been true if it would have said Ha'ar Boker. The fact that it says Haboker R, Boker is the noun. R is the modifier. And all R means is that the particular noun, in this case Boker, has come to full fruition. It's fully morning, but R itself or by itself could simply just as easily mean night. Therefore, what's the takeaway message of the pasuk? It teaches us an important lesson that whenever you set out on a journey in life, a person should always enter into their lodgings bechitov and also embark upon their journey bechitov. We'll say, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi, right across bechitov. Hayotzi lederech. We'll say, if somebody is going out on a particular journey, yikanes arvis lebeis malon ba'ot hachamazorachas. So I'll say, interestingly enough, should check into his lodging before the sun goes down. So check into your hotel. If you're traveling, check into your hotel while it's still daytime. Ulamachar, yamtin at hanetzachamo, the yetse, the az tovlo. So we'll say similarly, so when you check into your lodgings, you should check into your lodgings while the sun is still out, before the sun sets. And when you set out for your journey the next morning, you should make sure to wait for sunrise. And then you could go out, az tovlo, sha'ar tovlo, because light is good. Why is light good? Shene amar ba'ar kitov. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the Gemara says, the pasuk is coming to teach us just derech eres. V'haboker ar v'anashim shulchu. When should you set out on your journey? When the sun comes up. Why? Because it's light. We'll say it's just a matter of safety. Safety. Better to travel when it's light outside, less danger. Check into your inn at night before the sun goes down. less danger. That's the ultimate yisod. Therefore, Abokir, I will say, it happens to be that there's an incredible hashkafic impact in that statement as well, which is what does it mean the olam yei kanes adam b'chitov yeitzi b'chitov. So what it means is, you know, when you set out on a journey in life, it's always important to have clarity at every stage of that journey, right? When the journey ends and when the journey begins, have clarity. A lot of times we set out on things in life, and when we start out, there's clarity. When we start out, I know what I'm doing, I know where I'm going, I know what I have in mind. And then often, as the journey continues, we lose that clarity. This is the Gemara saying, the olam yikanes adem mechitov, the yetze mechitov. But see, the order is interesting. When the yikanes also can mean when you finish something. When you finish something, make sure you have the same clarity as when you started it. Have clarity as to why you do the things you do in life, and maintain that clarity throughout the life journey. Meisvei, the Gemara goes weiter. So we'll say still. So no raya to ar. Meisvei, uki ar boker yizrach shemesh. So we'll say the Gemara goes another pasuk from Shmuel. Uki ar boker yizrach shemesh. Like the light of the morning, the sun will shine forth. So we'll say, it seems to be pretty explicit. Alma ar yimamahu. So we'll say that would seem to indicate that ar, right, means daytime. Ar means daytime. To which again the Gemara says, Miksiv ar boker. Does it say ar boker? No, rather, what does it say? Uki ar boker ksiv. Both say it means, and like the light morning. Whereas ar boker would have been a better raya. That would have kind of created a verbal unit, right? Ar boker says uki ar boker. So what does uki ar boker mean? Vachi kamar, uki ar boker ba'olam hazeh. Kein zrichas shemesh latzadikim li olam haba. The Rabbi will say ultimately again, uki ar boker, like when the dawn breaks, when the sun comes up in this world, that is like the rising of the sun for the tzadikim in olam haba. So Rabbi will say, so once again, what you begin to see is that sometimes the word ar, Rabbi will say, for us it's a little bit difficult because we are automatically assume that of course ar means light. But what the Gemara is trying to highlight over here is that ar could also be a word that really represents, I'm going to, almost like an actualization, or a coming to fruition. So depending on what's attached, so let's say ka'ar boker means the boker itself is coming into its full essence. But lav dafka, it means light, or it means day on its own. Really, it's being used as a modifier. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Mesa, I'll ask another kasha. Vayikra lekim li ar yom. So we'll say this is pretty explicit. The pasuk says, Chodesh Baruch Hu called the ar day. So we'll say that's kind of it. So the Gemara says, Alma ar yimamu. So we'll say, I just want to point out, it's also fascinating that the Gemara didn't start with this pasuk. Just very, very interesting. I don't know why. Okay, good. Vayikra lekim li ar yom. Chodesh Baruch Hu called the Ar De Alma, Ar Yimamahu. Obviously, then we'll see. You see that Ar ultimately again is called day. To which the Gemara says, "No, Hachi Kamar. This is actually what it means to say Lemeir Uba Kara Oyom." So we'll say what it means is, look at Rashi. Ulemeir Uba Kara Oyom Mishar Shemaschil LaHayir VaHay Ar Lav Shem Davarhu. So we'll say this is very interesting. So in the way the Gemara is understanding is Vayikra Lakim La Ar Yom, when it begins to become light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called that time of day Yom. But Ar itself as a noun, right? Ar itself as a word does not necessarily mean day. In other words, they're both saying there's almost like Ar as a noun and Ar as more of a description. So the Gemara is suggesting Vayikra Elokim Lo Ar Yom is not saying that Ar means Yom. Ar in this pasuk means a process. The process through which the day begins to break. The process in which light begins to come into the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu called that Yom. But Ar by itself, when used as a standalone term, could mean potentially something else. Ella, if that's the case, Ulosh Choshech Kara Laila. So we'll say if that's the case when it says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Choshech nighttime, Lamachshech Uba Kara Laila, does that mean that from the time that it begins to become dark, that's called night. But Rabbi said that's not true. V'ha kaimelon datseis hakochavim imamuhu. See, Rabbi said nighttime is not like that. In fact, again, remember from our brachos days that Rabbi said when is nightfall? When is true nightfall? Seis hakochavim. Right? We don't say that it's choshech. We don't say that it's laila from the time it begins to become dark already by shkias hachama, by sunset. But again, that's not night. That's not night. So Rabbi say. So again, the Gemara is going to say if you're going to tell me or la'ar kara yom vayikra l'kim la'ar yom, and you're going to say no, ar doesn't mean. R doesn't mean light, but rather R means the process of the lightening of the horizon, right? The process of the illumination of the horizon, that's called Yom. So then it has to be L'choshech kara Laila, means the process of getting darker is Laila, but that's not true. It's not Laila till after Tzeis HaKochavim, to which the Gemara says, Elohavi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Kamar, Karya Rachmana L'Nehura, Upakde Amitzvasa Diyamama. Rather, Rabbi say what it means is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out the light. Look at Rashi for just a moment, Rabbi say. Second white light in Rashi. Elotar Tzachi, Kayir Achmar Lenohora, Hai Vayikra, Lav Kriyashim. Rabbi say, this is just an incredible teaching in the Pasuk. Vayikra Elokim, Rabbi say, all of these years, we thought the Pasuk meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu called our light the day. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means, because R doesn't necessarily mean day. So rather, what does Vayikra Lakim La Ar Yom, what does it mean? Rashi says, Haikra Lav Kriya Shemhu. The Pasuk is not the giving of a name. See, I've also said this whole time when we read this Pasuk, we thought, Vayikra Lakim La Ar Yom is God is naming the R. Up until now, R was called what? What was R called? R. It was just called R. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not called R anymore. Rather, what are you called? You're called Yom. Tushmur says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is, Vayikra Lav Kriya Shemhu. God is not naming R. He's not renaming from R to Yom. Rather, the Deme Shekara Shema R Ella, Kara Labriya Hami'ira, Shebara Mehod Ma'ateo Levusha. Rather, Rabbi say, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, he's commanding the light. He's commanding the light. Upakti amitzvasa diyamama, tzivo l'shamish bayom, ulechoshech tziva l'shamish balayla. Kara kimelech shekar li'avdo, sheyavo l'far. I will say, what a beautiful interpretation of the Pasuk. So look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, look back at the Gemara. Elach Gemara, kari rachmana l'nahora, Kadosh Baruch Hu called forward the light. Upakti, he commanded him, amitzvasa diyamama, to dafka illuminate the day. The Kari Rachmana Lechashucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned darkness before him, Upakte Amitzvasa Delaila, and ultimately again commanded him regarding night. So if Rabbi say, it turns out this whole time I thought Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu naming the R. Right? R, you now have a new name. Your new name is Yom. In which case, it seems to be a pretty mafurish idea that R means Yom. The Gemara says, no. Chazal Baruch Hu over here is talking about a dynamic. There's a dynamic of light, there's a dynamic of darkness. Chazal Baruch Hu tells R, the concept of light, ultimately it is your job to illuminate the day. And here's the definition of day. And he calls forward, Vayikra, I will say, see, we always thought Vayikra meant he named. Rather, says the Gemara, no, Vayikra means he summoned. He summoned the light and said to the light, here's your job. He summoned the darkness and said to the darkness, your job. Here's your job. But Rabbi say, what it doesn't give us is a true definition of R. So we're still back to where we were. So Meisvei, so I'll say again, we're still, very simple mission today. What is the definition of R? So Meisvei, Halalu Kol Kochvei R. So Rabbi say here, the Pasuk says, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all kochvei are literally again the stars of light. So the Gemara says, Ama or Artu. Both that seems to be a pretty good raya. That's what? What does R mean? R means evening. So because they're say again, it's the light associated with the stars. So stars are out at night. So be pashto, or they're visible at night. So be pashtos again, R means nighttime. To which the Gemara says, no. Hachi kamar, halalu kolkochve, kolkochavim hameirim. But I'll say what it means is, no. No raya about or. Rather, what it means is all the stars that shine bright, ultimately, again, should give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should sting the El mi'ata, kolkochavim hameirim hu debau shabuche. Shemir lo bau shabuche. So I understand, only the stars that shine bright have an obligation to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the other ones do not. So does that make any sense? V'hak siv. But the Pasuk also says, Hallelu kol tzivav. Both say the Pasuk says, all of the hosts of the heavens, which means all of the stars, the ones that shine, the ones don't shine, all have to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohak mashmalon, the ardiko chavim nami arhu. Rather, you're right. Rather, here what it's coming to teach us is that the light of the stars is considered to be light as well. To which the Gemara says, "Lamayin afkamin." Who cares? Or as well, say, what does that matter to me? If the light of the stars is considered to be light, I'll tell you why the Gemara says, "Lamayin afkamin." Lenodem in arba. It's an interesting case. If somebody makes a neder not to get benefit from the light, so we'll say, let's say someone makes a neder. I hereby take a neder not to get any benefit from any light. Then what does it teach me? Aser ba'oran shel kochavim. Rabbi say, ultimately, again, you're not allowed to derive any light, benefit from light, not just of the sun and not just of the moon, but even from the stars, because the light of the stars is called light as well. Okay, good. Shabbos says, well, it still doesn't help us. Shabbos says, we're still stuck. What does R mean? So meisvei la'or yakum rotzeach yiktal ani ve'evyon ubalayli yikaganov. Shabbos says, here, interestingly enough, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Eov. Shabbos says, here, Eov says, literally translated, la'or yakum rotzeach, by the light, by the R, the rotzeach will get up. Yiktol ani ve'evyon. He will go ahead and he will kill the ani, the pauper, and the impoverished one. Ubalaylo yihi keganov. And at night, he will be like a thief. So Rabbi said, this is very interesting. So what do you see? What's happening over here? So what's happening over here, Rabbi said, is you see a contrast. There's R and there's Laila, which seems to be a pretty good indication. Rabbi said, what does R mean? What does R mean? Day or morning, right? Morning, day. So the Gemara's Amud Beis, ha. The fact that the pasuk says ultimately again at night he'll be like a ganov al ma'or yamamahu. I will say this is a pretty good indication that ultimately again R is daytime. R is daytime. To which the Gemara says no. Hasam hachi kamar. I will say this is what Eov was saying. I'm sorry. Well, actually, I should take leave Eov. This is what we learn from this pasuk. I will say it's actually an incredible halacha. Ipshita lecha milsa. If it is clear to you, kinahora, like light, like a fire, da'anafashos ka'asi, that will say, see here, let me give you a little bit of background to this. What the Gemara is saying is like this is false. Actually, take a look at Rashi. Hachi kamar, mashinasna v'chator rishos al ba'matas. We'll say there's a halacha that says that if someone comes and breaks into your home at night, baba machteres, that the halacha is you have the license to kill them. Right, now we'll say, now understand the background to that halacha. So look at Rashi for just a moment. So let's listen to this. The halacha says, if somebody surreptitiously, right, somebody secretly, right, furtively breaks into your home, and you end up killing them, there is no liability for that. I'm reading Rashi, Rabbi say, Divrei Maskel Hachi Ka'amar. So Rashi says over here, Imbar lecha hadavar ke'ar, if it is clear to you like light, Shuba al iskei nefashas, that the person who's coming to rob you is ready to kill you, Dahainu kol adam. Now, Rabbi say, we assume that, how do you know? How do you know if the person who broke into your home is ready to kill you or not? So Rabbi say, it's very simple. We assume everyone's willing to kill you, right? If they're breaking into your home, they're ready to kill you in order to get what they want, with one exception. He says, "Chutz me'av al habein, ukiyotze bo, shemakir bo shehu ohavo." Mo, Rabbi said, the exception is if your father breaks into your house. Right? See, if father breaks into your house, he may be willing to rob you, but he's certainly not going to kill you. Right? Or vice versa. The son breaks into the father's home. He will say, no, right? The Gemara gives that as an example. Whereas if it turns out that the person who broke into your home is someone who loves you, which I will say to yourself, someone who loves me broke into my home. What's I tell you? Now, the Klal Gadol relationship says, sounds crazy. We do terrible things to people we love all of the time. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things. I still love them. I don't love them any less. It's just sometimes we profoundly mistreat people who we love. So yeah, so the father's breaking into his kid's home, or the kid's breaking in. I love my father very much. I love my son very much. But sometimes we mamish mistreat people who we love. So Rashi goes on, he says, Avashar kol adam, im haya bala mamon, omei kineng do lahatsu men mamono, ze omei da lava hargo. So therefore, I get about to say, it's clear in all other circumstances, if somebody's coming to rob you, and you stand up to defend your property, they would be ready to kill you. Therefore, again, rotzeachu, therefore I'll say, any person who stands ready to kill me has the din of a murderer. And what's the halacha? The halacha is, if somebody is going to chas v'shalom murder me, I have the right, the obligation, to kill them before they kill me. V'nitan reshus l'chol ha'kodim l'hatzilis bala mamin b'nafshu shababa machteres. And I will say, therefore, halacha l'maisa, I have the right and the ability to go out and kill the person who's ready to kill me, obviously before they have the chance to do so. U'balaylas, well, listen to this. I'm just reading Rashi that we'll see in the Gemara. However, again, I will say, when is that so? When do you have a license to kill someone who's robbing you? Only when it's unequivocally clear that they have intentions to kill you. Now, I will say, now clarity in this case essentially comes from the fact, as long as it's someone who I don't know and I don't have a relationship with, the assumption is if somebody's breaking in, they're ready to kill also. They're ready to murder also. So therefore, if it's clear to me that I'm in mortal danger, then einachinami, I have the ability to stand up and kill that person first. Rashi goes on, balayla, im mesap galan kilay, we could go, sha'adam ze'o avecha, shu'avicha, v'racham avalecha, v'ma yisa'o mekirengu la'atza'oncha, inu hargicha, ye benecha kigana, v'lo nitan lahargo. So we'll say, if halacha l'may, so ever the person who's robbing me, if it's not clear, in other words, if it's like nighttime, so we'll say in this case, daytime means clarity, nighttime means lack of clarity. If there's clarity that the person who broke in is ready to kill me, then einachinami, I could kill them first before they kill me. But if it's not clear, i.e. it's someone who loves me, someone I have a relationship with, then I treat them as a ganov and not the zerotzeach. So let's see this now in the Gemara. So here we go. So the Gemara, so remember again, I want to point out. So the Gemara wanted to bring this pasuk as a raya to say that R ultimately means day, to which the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar, if pshita lecha milsa kinahora, da'anafashas ka'as zerotzeachu, v'nitan la'atzila b'nafsho. I will say, if the person breaking into your home, if it's as clear as day to you, kinahora, as hora literally means like a fire, Rashi says, l'davar ha-me'ir. I will say, it means ultimately, again, like a source of illumination. If it is as clearly illuminated, if it is clearly illuminated to you, that the person who is breaking into your home is ready to rob you, and if you stand up for yourself, they'll be ready to kill you as well, then what? Rotzeachu. The person has the status of rotzeach as a murderer. V'nitan lahatzilo b'nafsho. And ultimately, again, I am permitted to kill that person before they kill me. V'misapro l'cha milsa kilayla. But I will say, ultimately, again, if I'm not sure, if I'm just not sure about the individual, about whether or not, again, I will say, this would be like a case of the father, a case of the son. Yubeinecha kiganov. Ultimately, again, I should treat them like a ganov, like stam a thief, not a murderer. And ultimately, again, I would not have the right to go ahead and kill them before they kill me. Therefore, I will say, what the Gemara is saying over here is, don't bring any riots from this pasuk, because rather it's saying, la'or yakum rotzeach yakal yikto ani ve'evyon, u'balayla yekiganov. Both say, teach me in a profound yison. If it's la'or, if it's as clear to you, illuminated to you, that the person who's breaking into your home is ready to kill you if you stand up for your money, then ultimately, again, they're the din rotzeach, and you could kill them. But if halacha l'maaseh, it's not clear to you that they would kill you for your money because they love you, it's someone they have a relationship with, then ultimately they're not a rotzeach, but they're treated like a ganov, and therefore you can't kill them in order to go ahead and save your money. Therefore, Rabbi Osai, there's no raya from that pasuk about what R means. Why? Because in this context, Rabbi Osai, the word R is not being used as day. Rather, what is R being used as? Clear, luminescent illumination. If it's clarity, R means clarity in this context. Laila means lack of clarity. So back to the drawing board. So here we go. Meisve yichashvu kolchvei nashvo yikavu la'ar. So what's it here? The Gemara is quoting from the pasuk in Iov. So yechshichu kolchvei nishvo yikavu la'ar va'ayin va'al yira ba'af apei shachar. Shabbos, say here, the pasuk says literally again, they will go ahead here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, kochvei nashpo, kochvei lelo. So I'll say literally again, yichashchu, it will become as dark as the stars of the night. They will yearn for light, but it will not be. And they will not see, literally again, afa pe shachar. Rashi says over here, the illumination of the morning. The fact that it'll say, so we'll say, this is Eov, right? This is part of Eov, where Eov is lamenting his plight. So the Gemara says over here, the fact that it says, the fact that it says it will desire ar, and it is not to be, ama or yumamuhu. So we'll say that's a pretty clear indication that ar means day. Hasam, Tushin Gemara says, no. First of all, Eov in general is different. Hasam, mele tu de kalayet le Eov lemazole. Eov is cursing his muzzle. And he's saying, hey, Rava, to litzvi hach garra lenuhura v'lo lishkechei. He said, it should be your will that this man should desire light, and he will not find it. So we'll say, Eov is kind of cursing himself. He was saying, my mazel is so terrible that no matter how much I try to find light in the midst of darkness, I cannot find it. Meisei, so he brings another raya, this time from Tehillim, va'omer ach choshech yishufeini v'layla or ba'adeini. David HaMelech says, and I said that darkness will go ahead and envelop me, v'layla or ba'adeini. And literally again, Laila or night or is ba'adeni, is with me. Alma or yumamahu. So we'll say ultimately again, or I should read that a little bit differently. Va'omer ach choshech yishufeni v'layla or ba'adani. So we'll say, so you see over here that there's a contrast, Laila and or. So David HaMelech, so clearly you see Alma or yumamahu. Or ultimately means day. To which the Gemara says, or we'll say, Hasam hachia kamar David. This is what David HaMelech was saying. Ani amarti, this is so beautiful, I will say. David HaMelech said, I said to myself, ach choshech yeshifuni la'olam haba shudomi liyom. So we'll say, David HaMelech said, I always assumed that darkness would always overtake me. So Rashi says, what is David HaMelech referring to? David HaMelech was referring to the aftermath of the episode with Bathsheba. I always thought that after what happened with Bathsheba, I would be beyond redemption. And therefore, again, I assumed that darkness would overtake me in Olam Haba. Choshech yishufani la'olam haba, shudome liyom. So I'll say Olam Haba, which itself is normally like daytime, I assumed that, again, darkness would overtake me in the luminescence of Olam Haba. Achshov, however, ha'olam hazeh, shudome le'layla or ba'adani. But I will say, even in this world, which is like Laila, I find myself surrounded by light. So we'll say, this is incredible, Basak. So David HaMelech thought, originally, I thought my Olam Haba would be dark. But now I've come to find that even Olam Hazeh, which is normally dark, has become illuminated. So we'll say, what does that mean? Just as an aside, what is David HaMelech saying? Look at Rashi. David HaMelech says, Ani amarti, mipnei chato isha'af mina Olam Haba etrad. So we'll say, I thought that I would lose Olam Haba because of Bathsheba, because of what happened with Bathsheba. Va'achshav shemachali al osa oven. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave me for that episode with Bathsheba, af mina olam hazeh she'isi shariba b'choshech u'b'cherpa heir ba'adani. Even in this world in which I was enveloped in darkness, has now become illuminated. Shaudi HaKadosh Baruch Hu son of David ben Shlomo, shemachal le'David. Because remember again, we saw the story in last cycle in Daf. And remember again, when they dedicated the Beis HaMikdash and they got to the gate of the Beis HaMikdash, the gates would not open. The only time they opened was when Shlomo HaMelech invoked the name of his father. Bavor David Avdi, when Shlomo mentioned David, then the gates opened. And everyone saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven David HaMelech's episode with Bathsheba. So again, I will say, once again, we begin to see R used in a number of different contexts, but still doesn't help us. Meisvei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara brings a ray over here. Fine, let's decide what R is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin la'arbasar, Bodkin R la'arbasar, o ba'arbasar shachris, o b'shas habir. So we'll say this, Rabbi Yehuda says, we check for chametz R la'arbasar, the morning of arbasar, and at the time of Bir Chametz, Midkam Rabbi Yehuda Bodkin or Arbasar, Arbasar Shachris. So we'll say, excuse me, pretty explicit. Rabbi Yehuda says, you could check or Arbasar. There are different times from Bdikas Chametz. You could check at or Arbasar and the morning of Arbasar. So we'll say, what does that tell you? The Gemara says, clearly, Alma or Artuhu. We'll say, that clearly tells you that or means evening. Because let's remember again, you could check or Arbasar, Shachris Arbasar, to which the Gemara says, Shema Amina. Oh, could I say, since we have a rise. Amazingly enough, from all of the psukim mentioned, we couldn't really bring a raya. Because the Pesukim Rabbah say, which you begin to see, is that R was used much more as a modifier than as a noun. But here, again, Rabbi Huda says quite explicitly, you could check for Chametz, R Arbaasar, and Shachris Arbaasar. Meisvei, the Gemara says, 1 second. Me'emasai Barbaasar, also Asiyas Melacha. So let's listen to this. One of the four, changing gears for just a moment. When on the 14th are you asked to do malacha? So we'll say, we'll discuss this. It's a fascinating halacha about not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. One shouldn't do malacha on Erev Pesach. So we'll say, from what point in the day in Erev Pesach and on should a person stop working? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishas Ha'ar. Listen to this. So Eliezer ben Yaakov says, from the time of the Ar, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishas Hanitzechamo. Rabbi Huda says, ultimately again, from sunrise. So we'll say, so what's going on over here? And I will say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Misha sa'ar, avakodim lachin afilu nagu bat ladaitin. Fine. So the Gemara's like this. Amar di Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov l'Yehuda. Shmuel Eliezer ben Yaakov says Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi heichan matzino yom, shemitzaso aser b'asiyas melacha, u'mitzaso mutra b'asiyas melacha. So we'll say, it seems to be over here that Shah sa'ar, we'll define just a moment, means nightfall. From the time that it becomes night, Tesa kochavim, from nightfall and on, one should not do malacha. So Rabbi Huda says, no, it's from sunrise. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Rabbi Huda, what are you talking about? From where do we ever see, I will say, that you have a day where there's an Isser malacha, and the Isser malacha only starts from sunrise, as opposed to the night before? Amarle, who atz meyochiach? To which Rabbi Huda will say, the day itself will prove it. Shemitzasa mota b'achilas chametz, or mitzasa aser b'achilas chametz. So we'll say, look at Erev Pesach itself. Erev Pesach itself, part of the day you're allowed to eat chametz, part of the day you're not allowed to eat chametz. So we'll say, so the day itself is segmented, right? The day itself is divided. So you're right. Whereas normally you might say that either a day does have Isser Malacha or doesn't have Isser Malacha. The fact that Erev Pesach itself is already segmented. Part of the day you can eat chametz, part of the day you can't eat chametz. Therefore, I have no problem saying that at night you're allowed to do malacha, and the Isser malacha begins as of Netzach Chamo. So we'll say, Midikam Rabbi Huda, Mishabi Netzach Chamo, Alma, Art, Karim, Lazar, and Yaakov, Artu. So we'll say, the fact that Rabbi Huda said that the time for Isser malacha and Erev Pesach is Netzach Chamo, sunrise, that must mean that the R that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said meant what? Means nightfall. So we'll say another raya that R means nighttime. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. My R, maybe what does R mean? Amud HaShachar. Rabbi will say, maybe R means dawn. Rabbi will say, remember again, there's just between dawn and sunrise, right? Sunrise, Mechlokis, again, whether sunrise is, or whether dawn is 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise, right? But Lamaisa, maybe Rabbi Eliezer, the argument is like this. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach begins as of dawn. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, it doesn't begin until sunrise. Ihachi, deka amra leheichar matzino yom shemitzaso muter ba'asiyas malacha, o mitzaso aser ba'asiyas malacha, ne ma'il nafshei, ha'ika layla dekashari. We'll say, if that's the case, then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's question, Rabbi Huda, doesn't make any sense. Because remember, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Huda, what do you mean the Isser Malacha doesn't start until Meitzach Chama? That means nighttime you could do Malacha, daytime you can't do Malacha. Where do we ever see such a distinction like that? But 1 second. If you're saying that R means dawn, then essentially Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is doing the same thing as Rabbi Huda. Both are agreeing that night you could do malacha. Okay, there's a machlokas. Does Isser malacha begin at dawn or netzach hama? But how could Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ask such kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hachi kamar. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov means. We'll say first wide line, bottom of base, Hachi kamar. Bishlama lididi ashkechana dekapagi rabbana ben yimam ben laila. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says like this. My distinction makes sense. Because remember, we'll say this is going in the idea that Rabbi Eliezer's R doesn't mean night, but R means dawn. In which case, Rabbi Eliezer would be saying, you can do malacha at night, but once dawn comes, you can no longer do malacha. Rabbi Eliezer would say this, my distinction makes sense. Because you find such a day-night distinction in other areas of halacha. Disnan, because we'll say, watch this, disnan, kabe tainis sibur, we'll say, we find by communal fast days, ad masa ocha v'shosa, but listen to this. If there's a communal fast day, when can you eat and drink until? Ad shiyala amud ha-shachar, divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. ultimately, again, until alos, until dawn. Shmuel says, you see that by, so again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, at kros agever, until the rooster crows. Shmuel says, so again, you see already in halacha, there exists the concept of a distinction between day and night, layla and yom. So fine, I can say, therefore, that what? That halacha l'maisa, the Isser malacha on Erev Pesach applies at night, but once, doesn't apply at night, and once dawn comes, it applies. Ela, the Gemara says, Ela l'didach, Hecha ashkechana yimama gufei depagi b'rabanan. But see, here's the problem. Where do you ever find the concept that something won't begin until Netzachama? So you both say, remember, once Alos comes, it's day. It's day already. So therefore, where do you find in halacha concept that something should be permissible nighttime through dawn up until Netzachama? And only come Netzachama, that's when it becomes Aser. Where do we ever find that? Because we'll say what that's doing is that's saying something is permitted by night, part of day, and then when it becomes a different part of day, you can't do. Where do we ever find the concept like that? Amarlei hu atzma yochiach, to which Rabbi Huda will say that's not true. Look at Erev Pesach itself. Shemitzaso mutar b'achilas chametz u'mitzaso asur b'achilas chametz. So we'll say ultimately again, Erev Pesach itself is the raya, because Erev Pesach itself, part of the day itself, is mutar ba'achilas chametz, and part of it is aserba. The day itself is split. To which the Gemara says, "Shaper kamer Rabbi Huda Rabbi Eliezer." So ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda is saying good. To which the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer Rabbi Eliezer." Rabbi Eliezer would respond back, "Amin alacha ana malacha drabanon that amritli chametz daraisa." To which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will say, "Come on, I'm talking to you about malacha, which is a drabanon. So in drabanons, we don't splice the day like that. Don't bring me rayus from daraisas." So chametz is the daraisa. That's something different. The ad, the Gemara says, the ad hacha as rachmana v'hachi shar rachmana. Daraisas are different. The Rebbe Shalom could split and splice the day however he wants. I'm talking about in dinei drabanan. In dinei drabanan, we find day night splits. But what don't we find? We don't find day splits. Right? There's no such thing as being mechalik a day. To which the Gemara says, v'idach shals drabanan. So Rabbi Huda will respond, that's true, but remember, I will say, even in the Isra Achilas Chametz, we'll get to this in the Sugya, right? Midda Raisa, you can't eat Chametz from midday. But Lamaisa, I will say, we already see that beginning 2 hours even before that, we begin in Isra Achil and Isra Hano. So already again, the split of the day is still rabbinic. V'idach, Rabbi Huda will say still, Rabbi Yaakov will say, V'idach, Harchaku da'avad Rabbanan da'araisa. No, I will say, at the end of the day, that harchaka, right, those additional hours that the rabbis add on, that's there to strengthen a da'araisa. That's not, even though, again, the hours may be midirabanan, but they are there to strengthen the da'araisa. I will say, meisvei, so the Gemara raises one more point. I will say, we'll start this. We're going to try to finish this sugya, although we're not going to make it in time. But it's the beginning. I will say, meisvei, ein masin masuos ela al-chodesh nir. I will say, listen to this. This is really quite fascinating. So we know that in halacha, every month could have 29 days or 30 days. Right? That's the maximum. Therefore, again, I will say, depending, so if a month has 29 days, then the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. A month has 30 days. Then the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, the way they used to communicate the Rosh Chodesh to the surrounding communities, ultimately, it was through lighting of a series of bonfires. And I will say, we're going to stop over here for today. I know I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger because we're so close. The two dots is right there. But we'll see. You'll wait for the truth. So again, I will say, remember, bottom line is we still don't know what the definition of R is. Although, we're getting pretty close. Because although, interestingly enough, we did not prove it from all of the psukim mentioned, we seem to have two braises that pretty clearly indicate that the definition of R, at least in this context, means nightfall. And Mir Hashem, complete resolution tomorrow. Bosai, tremendous Yashar Koyach.